This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are available to you at discord.lrn.fm. You will need the Discord app in order to use those rooms, but you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Coming up, the latest on Venezuela. They made the big switch about 9 days ago to their new sovereign Bolivar, and we've got some initial results. It's probably not going to work out real well for him, but we'll get into
that. So has inflation already hit 500 bazillion percent? Now the sovereign Bolivar is worthless?
We'll get into why. But, Daryl, you actually had an update on a story that we had covered previously here on Free Talk Live, which was about Comic-Con. Now, was this the Comic-Con? Because there's a bunch of different Comic-Cons. But there was a big, really big one, I think it was in San Diego, where
correct.
They actually, was this the one where they banned cardboard weaponry?
No, I think that was Salt Lake.
Okay, which one was this? What happened in San Diego?
So San Diego is the big Comic-Con.
Right.
It's the one that likes to use just the name Comic-Con.
Oh, didn't they sue the other Comic-Cons or something?
Yes.
Okay,
and
that's what that
was. Here's the update. Okay. And Comic-Con is a hyphenated word that is very important for this story.
It's hyphenated when they use it?
Yes.
Got it.
Very important here. This comes
sounds
from
like it's going to be a court decision.
Comicbook.com. They say expect major changes coming to comic conventions across the country as a recent court ruling gave Comic-Con International, Comic-Con hyphenated, also known as San Diego Comic-Con, a decisive victory in usage of the name.
Hmm.
According to a report from Hollywood Reporter, a California federal judge placed an injunction on the phrase Comic-Con without a hyphen in a bitter court battle between the San Diego Convention and the Salt Lake Convention. San Diego Comic Convention faced off against the Salt Lake Comic-Con organizers Dan Farr and Brian Brandenburg in court last year, where the jury found Salt Lake infringed on trademarks with the usage of the phrase. Salt Lake was not found of willfulness and was only ordered to pay $20,000 in corrective advertising.
Only? Jeez.
Well, I think San Diego Comic-Con was seeking, like, millions of dollars for, you used our thing
right.
with that hyphen. We own that hyphen when it's put between the word comic and con.
It was Phoenix Comic-Con that banned the prop weapons.
Okay.
Okay, so wait, the injunction was against comic hyphen con or comic con with no hyphen?
San Diego Comic-Con.
With a hyphen.
With a hyphen. They have the company Comic-Con International.
With a hyphen.
With the hyphen.
Okay.
They use hyphens. So if I say San Diego, think hyphen.
Okay.
Salt Lake Comic-Con has no hyphen. But San Diego was claiming basically like all variants of the word Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And let me continue with the article
here.
But
the injunction was against the one without the hyphen?
Hold on. Let me continue.
Yeah, please.
This is very hard to...
After requesting a district judge to start a new trial, the judge issued another blow by upholding the order and putting the injunction in place. Salt Lake Comic-Con was ordered to pay $4 million in attorney fees and court costs, even though the original decision was that they only had to pay for corrective advertising for using the Comic-Con name without permission of San Diego.
Hold on. So the decision was 20,000, but then became 4 million?
That's
the same judge?
What it sounds like.
What?
Yeah, the article here from comicbook.com doesn't specify if the two rulings were from the same judge or not.
These I know there's more to the story, but these petty people. I mean, the idea that Salt Lake Comic-Con
No hyphen.
Is going to somehow be a threat to the San Diego Comic-Con, the one that's, been around, the one that's been around forever, the one that ostensibly started the Comic-Con thing. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
They just trademarked it, but they didn't trademark it originally. They waited until there were a bunch of Comic-Cons before filing a trademark.
All right, which is the Comic-Con that's getting sued?
Salt Lake. So why, Salt Lake is getting sued by San Diego.
Okay, my question is, why wouldn't every other Comic-Con, including the one we have here in Keene, why wouldn't they also be thrown into this?
Oh, you're trying to logic here.
Well, maybe they will be. Maybe they went after Utah for whatever reason. Maybe Utah's
popular. We're making an example out of this one that is starting to get bigger than we want them to
be. If you file suit against one Comic-Con and get a judgment in, it was federal court, right?
Yes.
You get a judgment in federal court in that district or whatever, then you've got some precedent in that district, and then you can go and file suit against every, or not, you don't even have to file suit. You can just send a threatening letter, but if you've gotten money, it might be worth filing
a threatening letter. Hold on. Send a threatening letter.
Demand a settlement.
Citing
the case. Right.
Case.
Right.
And then, we don't want to deal with this.
It keeps it simple, Conan. You don't want to take a bunch of Comic-Cons to court all at once.
Right.
You take just one of them, you get your decision
in
your favor.
And then what you could wind up doing is, hey, we're not going to make you change your name. Just give us a $1,000 licensing fee. You give us something, and then we won't take you to court. It's just going to be easier for you to give us.
If they just got $4 million in attorney's fees, they're going to want a lot more than a grand.
They're not getting more than a grand out of Keene. They're not getting more than a grand out of, like...
That's true. That's true.
A lot of these really small ones, I mean, you know what? We don't want to deal with the court costs. Here's money. Go away. Continuing
What's
on
What's your
here.
Source on this again? Comic book?
Comicbook.com. And they cite the Hollywood Reporter, and they have links to various things throughout. The injunction includes phonetic phrases such as Comic-Con with a hyphen, Comic-Con spelled with a K, so C-O-M-I-K-O-N.
Wow, man.
And has already caused conventions across the country, caused conventions across the country. Salt Lake Comic Con had already rebranded as Fan X Salt Lake Comic Convention. Phoenix Comic Con became Phoenix Comic Fest in 2018 and is rebranding once more as Phoenix Fan Fusion for 2019. The ruling states that the Salt Lake organizers cannot use the terms on social media, nor can they advertise the phrase formerly known as Salt Lake Comic-Con. They are, however, not required to destroy already made merchandise and marketing materials with the term, which is a minor victory for them, considering that the convention is September 6th. Judge Battaglia also refused to stretch the injunction to include the phrase Comic Convention. So San Diego...
He did not stretch it to that?
Right. San Diego wanted to make sure that nobody could use the phrase
Comic Convention
without their permission.
And the judge says no.
The judge denied that request.
But it's all so arbitrary. It's all so ridiculous.
Of course it's arbitrary.
Con is an obvious...
Convention.
It's a truncation, a shortening.
This is English language. It's not like Nike or something. English.
I mean, this is one of the most insane intellectual property decisions that I've heard of in recent years.
The article here concludes by saying that this victory, if upheld on appeal, could wind up causing San Diego Comic-Con to take on the biggest challenger, New York Comic-Con.
My God.
New York does not use the hyphen. By the way.
But that doesn't matter, Daryl, because it was all... I don't even know why you focused on the hyphen, because the ruling said...
Well, the original defense from Salt Lake was San Diego has a trademark on Comic-Con with the hyphen.
I get that.
We're not using the hyphen.
It didn't actually factor in here at all into the decision.
Right.
The ban applies to Comic-Con with no hyphen and Comic-Con, as well as you pointed out, Kame with a K-Con.
Right.
So that's not really as big a deal. And it's not, and it's terrible news. I mean, when I thought you were bringing up the hyphen as an issue, I thought you were going to say that the judge actually ruled in Utah's favor in their argument. But no, it's absolutely a defeat for any minor tweaks to a trademarked name, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if New York or San Diego is older, so that might wind up.
Well, doesn't it matter who registered first?
Possibly,
but
maybe.
It does. More coming up here in moments. The toll-free number, if you want to comment on Comic-Con, can we say that on the air without giving a licensing fee?
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here. We're talking about the Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, attacking another Comic-Con in Utah and getting a victory. a big one. And it's not a good victory in the case of regarding intellectual property. It upholds the idea of intellectual property to a ridiculous extent. And we can talk more about that coming up here in moments with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
I do want you to know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use Liberty.menu. What is it? It's a libertarian business directory, basically. It also has events listings as well as digital content listings. Whatever it is that you do, if you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're somebody who cares about freedom and you want other liberty people to know about your business or your event or whatever, you can put it there on Liberty.menu, and it's free to do that. So do you want free exposure to people who agree with you? Then you should be on Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get a special badge for your user profile. As we go to Michigan, inside a jail. Is it a jail or a prison where you're calling from, Art? Good evening.
It's the big house, the Jackson, Michigan, the correctional facility.
Prison. Okay. State prison. All right. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple things. I want to talk a little bit more about corruption in the justice system. You know, a lot of times we throw around these buzzwords and they don't really mean anything because they're just conclusionary statements. But, you know, one of the things I did, I filed a class action lawsuit challenging the mass incarceration of innocent people, and the name of the case was Rouse versus Michigan, and that was a U.S. Eastern District Michigan case. That's, you can view it online under pacer.com, and the case number is 17-122-76.
Pacer, I think it's pacer.gov. I don't know if pacer.com will get you there, but I know that pacer.gov does. And we've talked a lot about Pacer here on Free Talk Live. It's, of course, a government system, and they actually charge you to access the files there. However, they will give you up to $15. I think it's $15 per quarter.
I think it used to be $25, and then they reduced it.
And it's, you pay like 10 cents per page in order to download things. But if you're going to use Pacer, I always have to, you know, put this out there. If you're going to use Pacer, go and get the Recap plugin for Chrome, or I think Firefox is available for Firefox. Get the Recap. So Pacer, Recap. Recap is Pacer spelled backwards. Get the Recap plugin, and then if you go and pull up a case and somebody else has already downloaded files from that case, there'll be a little R logo next to that file, and that means you can click on that, and you don't have to pay to download that file because Recap has it.
Now, Ian, we did find out that if you do a book download and download a zip file, then those individual PDFs don't get uploaded. But if you download the PDFs individually, those do.
Yep, so always download individually when you're using Pacer and the Recap plugin. Anyway, go ahead, Art. What was the case about?
Well, basically what I did was I filed the fact that they were under the mass incarceration crisis going on in the United States. It's been going on for 50 years in most states. I mean, New Hampshire's like one of the best, like third in the mass incarceration crisis as far as numbers per capita. The United States, of course, is a world record of history, in the history, you know, way worse than Nazi Germany. I mean, they go through
China.
Russia, China, the communist countries. But anyhow, they go through 2.2 million is the average daily incarceration rate, prison and jails. But that's just a real general number. It's not counting the 50,000 a month that Trump's locking up and immigrants. It's not covering the civil commitment. It's not covering the children, not covering detainees. It's not covering a lot of things. But the overall for the year is 15 million, averaging. You know, sometimes it's real good, like 13 million, but per year arrests.
That's a lot of people. There's a good chance that the average person in America knows somebody, somebody who's close to them, somebody in their family, a coworker, somebody who's gone to jail for some kind of victimless crime. Because a lot
It's like one in three people in the U.S. have been arrested and thrown in jail.
In their lifetime?
Have been put in prison.
Go ahead, Art.
Okay. Anyhow, and again, I'm still looking for some assistance. We've already started a Facebook called Prisoners for Liberty. We may change it to Prisoners for Libertarianism because we think it's another way that we can change the system by getting libertarians in office so they can stop a lot of this corruption that's going on, make a smaller government, you know, and less waste. So anybody that can help me, they can always just go on jpay.com, simply the word letter J and then P-A-Y.com, and plug in my prison number, 274 2237, and they can actually write me and tell me I can walk them through everything over the phone. I'll pay for the website.
So tell me more about this JPay. Is this one of these jail companies?
Jail email.
So they sort of get into a contract with different jail systems around the country, and then they give the prisoners their access to email. For do you pay like per word or per minute? How do you how do they jack you around?
The best rate you can get is 20 cents per letter that you send out. You can send out like two or three pages on that letter.
Okay.
So it costs you 20 cents to send that out, so which is not bad.
That's not bad.
You know, it's prison.
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, they have you over a barrel when, you know, you're on the inside, whether it be for sending mail or whatever, but it's less than the price of a stamp, so it could be worse.
And the key is, and it's a nice way to communicate. Plus, I've set up websites in the past. I ran businesses out there, so I ran a number of websites.
Okay.
So I set up a number of websites, like I said. And
what are you looking for? You said you need help. I mean, what are you looking for? Just funding? Well, Do you need people?
I need legwork. Somebody that can talk. I can talk on the phone. That actually can go on the website and set everything up. I've done it before. So I basically use GoDaddy.com because it's pretty simple. They'll even give you over the phone assistance as well and take over your computer. So it's pretty easy to do.
Yeah. So you need a remote webmaster, basically, somebody who can take whatever it is that you want to put out there and actually do that work. Is what you're saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I've got all the legal articles that I've written. I try to write everything in simple legal terms. I try to summarize it to one page. Like, for instance, the judicial activism. I try to stay away from my own opinions. I try to cite law reviews and everything so I can support everything that I'm talking about with facts, because I'm not making this stuff up. And most people, they can't believe what's going on because it's too far-fetched. And when they hear it, it's like, no, they just can't be. So I want to back up everything with facts so that people see that I'm not just making this stuff up.
Right. The mass incarceration is a huge problem here in the United States. And I think you're right. Some people do still have their heads in the sand on the issue. But ultimately, the facts are there, and they're, you know, pretty ironclad, and they're pretty horrifying of innocent people being locked up. So it's JPay, like jailpay, jpay.com. That's where people can go to help you.
Correct.
And what was that inmate number one more time?
Yeah, we're going to give your inmate number out here. I wrote it down. It's 274-237, and your name is Art. Is Rouse your last name, Art?
Arthur Joseph Rouse, yes.
Rouse.
I go by AJ. AJ, okay. The activist, because that's what I do every day. I'm writing to president on a regular basis, a governor, the legislatures.
That's the thing in jail. You got plenty of time to do some writing. So.
Plenty of time. And here's what opened my eyes up to a new world. When I started studying law reviews, when I started studying the legal scholars documented on these different things, it blew my mind back. I mean, some days I get sick to my stomach when I look at, like, for instance, the drone strikes that they're doing in six other countries.
Oh, yeah.
Killing kids.
It's hard. Speaking of killing kids, Daryl's got a story tonight about cops shooting some young guy, and actually the cop got found guilty, which almost never happens. Art, keep us in the loop as to how things develop. I appreciate the call from the inside, and I wish you the best. So there you go, jpay.com if you want to reach out and touch Art. He's in prison. He needs some help working on a liberty project for prisoners. 274-237 is his prisoner number, jpay.com, 274-237. We'll continue here in moments. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to announce that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving this fall. The tweet read in part, "White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his position this fall shortly after the confirmation, hopefully, of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. I have worked with Don for a long time and truly appreciate his service. Today at the White House, President Trump was asked how close we are to a trade deal with China. The president then revealed the conversation he had with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
He called me. I didn't call him.
Okay. And he was a positive call.
He was very nice. He couldn't have been nicer. We'll see what happens. I love Canada.
I can hear that.
And you know what? I love Mexico, too.
Which one is your better?
Like I'm both sick.
Today is the first day of five memorials honoring the late Senator John McCain. McCain will lie in state at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix. A private ceremony was held earlier today as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial toll free, bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Zencash, we talked a lot about Zencash here on Free Talk Live. They are now known as Horizon. They did a rebranding, about a week ago, I would say, at this point, a week or so. Horizon.global is their new website, horizen.global. It's a privacy platform, so it's more than just a cryptocurrency, and it's built on zero-knowledge technology, which is excellent privacy tech. It's not only can you use the crypto privately, but you can also do private chat with other people that also have full nodes on the Zen network. So go to Horizon, horizen.global, and soon Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. Horizon.global. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Michael is in Virginia, listening wherever. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Listen, I got to clear up the most important news of the day by making Mark Edge the Republican nominee in 2016. I think your audience will understand the news.
Wait, 2020? Wait a minute. Hold on. So,
in 2016.
What does the news of the day have to do with Mark Edge running in 2016 and 2020? Mark Edge being our co-host, who is actually not in the studio tonight. He has Wednesday nights off.
Okay,
I'm a little confused.
Let's make it Ian then. Let's make it Ian. Ian is the president.
Are we talking about 2020 or 2016?
2016.
So we're talking about the past. I can't run for president in 2016. We actually do have somebody in the studio who ran for president. Daryl W. Perry is here with us. He ran as a write-in candidate after not getting the nomination from the Libertarian Party.
I made myself
available as a write-in candidate,
which is not the same thing as running,
because I did no campaigning.
Yeah.
I just put out a press release saying, if you want to vote for me.
I held your campaign sign at a Bill Weld.
And I got to be vice president write-in in Alaska, right?
And Washington, I think.
All right, so what are you saying here, Michael? Because it's 2018
now.
I don't know if you woke up.
And what's the news of the day?
Wait, is this hypothetical? Are you trying to throw
me? I'm so lost already. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Okay. Yes.
What's Mr. Perry's first name?
That's the important question. Who?
What's his
My first
name
is Daryl.
Daryl, okay. Daryl, here's the situation. On June 3rd, you hear word from your best friend in Russia that, and he's a billionaire.
I don't have a best friend that lives in Russia.
It's a hypothetical.
Okay.
Well, you could have, well, no, if you have any friends in Russia, then you have a best friend in Russia, right? Because one of
I don't
people,
have any friends
well,
in
haven't
Russia,
you ever met
though.
Vera Kichinova?
It's your pen pal from high school.
I have.
Okay. She's your best friend in Russia.
Okay, like, we barely know each other, so I wouldn't say,
do you
like,
know
friend.
Anyone else in Russia?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
But go ahead with your weird hypothetical, and I will say it again, I absolutely hate hypotheticals, but what
Let's
is the
it.
News of the day?
Go ahead.
I'm so curious about what the news of the day is.
You'll never get to it.
I am substituting your mind for Donald Trump's mind.
That's
so that
not
your
fair,
audience
but okay.
can understand. Okay? So now listen. June
All right,
3rd,
in that case, you're fired.
Okay. June 3rd, 2016, you learn the following. You learn that your best friend in Russia, the billionaire, whose last name is Zagalarov, has sent word that he has dirt on Hillary Clinton that incriminates her, and your best friend in Russia also has a best friend. He happens to be the equivalent of Russia's attorney general. Now, that's June 3rd. 6 days go by for a meeting to deliver this information into the hands of your son, Mr. Perry Jr., okay, Mr. Daryl Jr. Now, your son, Daryl, has for 6 days known this, that the Attorney General of Russia is going to deliver incriminating evidence of Hillary's dealings in Russia to your son.
And
now, what they are telling us today in the news is that for 6 days, your son-in-law Jared, and your campaign manager Paul Manafort didn't say anything to you about the meeting in which they were going to get this incriminating evidence.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe these Limbaugh liars, these Hannity liars,
do you
that
believe,
are all over the
do you
news
believe them,
today?
Daryl?
I don't listen to Limbaugh and Hannity, and honestly, it doesn't really make any difference with anything. We know that Trump is a horrible president. We know that he's, you know, screwing up the economy. So what difference does it make if he actually had a conversation with somebody in Russia?
The fact is, his best friend in Russia just gave him $20 million in 2013 to bring the Miss Universe pageant to Moscow.
And that means
that kind of cronyism
what?
Happens everywhere.
He wants to meet some hot girls.
I'm thinking of football stadiums all throughout the country, the U.S.
Some guy with $20 million to blow gave it to Donald Trump, hoping that he'd get a bunch of hotties for the Miss Universe contest.
What about the Clinton uranium deal in Russia?
What about it?
Hillary Clinton, so it's fine.
How was that not meddling? How was that not using our... Go ahead.
The top intelligence officials of the free world approved the uranium deal with...
It's okay, a bunch of government guys said
you
it was fine.
You mean the CIA and all they do is meddle in other countries and prop up their dictators and start wars?
Whenever the government does whatever his political party does, you know, then it's fine. But if it's
all
done
of NATO and Israel and a lot of other countries were involved in saying yes,
see, other
go
governments
ahead, do it.
Said it's okay, so therefore it's totally fine. Because you can trust governments, right, Michael?
Well, I'll tell you why it was a good idea, if you want to know why it was a good idea to let that deal go through, because it was better than letting the Iranians enrich their own uranium. And the fact that Putin said we can hold it reliably and see that it doesn't get into the hands of terrorists, that was a reasonable exchange, yes.
So Putin's fine when he's dealing with Hillary, but if Putin's dealing with Trump, then he's a problem. Okay, thanks for the call tonight. That makes total sense. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ah, yes, the mind of a partisan person.
Hey, if you're worried about the wrong president getting control of all this power, I think you're looking at this equation in the wrong direction. You should be worried about all the power that our government and these intelligence agents actually have.
Right.
Not who is actually the executive in charge of all this.
But he trusts Hillary. He trusts these other governments.
Okay, well, I didn't.
Well, of course not. I mean, no sane person should trust a politician.
Right. Especially Hillary.
Right. Well, especially Hillary, especially Trump, especially all these guys. I mean, these are people who are in search of the most powerful position in basically the known world.
Right.
I mean, there's some pretty powerful positions out there. I'll give you China and, you know, Russia are definitely very powerful as well. One of the most powerful positions in the world, in charge of the world's most powerful military, et cetera, et cetera. These people are sickos from
right.
top to bottom.
They're psychopaths.
Right.
There's one type of person who runs for these types of positions.
Right. I mean, why somebody his age, I mean, he doesn't sound like a young lad, hasn't figured this out yet. The fact that, you know, look, I can excuse an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old, or whatever, for not knowing. Right? They hear, oh, free things, government, free tuition, free this and that. They don't know what socialism is. They don't know economics. They went to government school. I can forgive them. But if the government continues to pull the wool over your eyes 4 years, 8 years, you know, 12 years, just every 4 years they keep pulling the wool over your eyes and you can't see crystal clear that these people are scum from top to bottom, whether it be Republican or Democrat, these people are bad news. And there's very rarely an exception. I'll give an exception for Ron Paul. I can't think of any other federal exceptions there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. There's more to say about Comic-Con coming up.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You will be able to connect to those rooms there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
All right, so back to the story that we started out the show. Daryl, you had an update on the Comic-Con case, the case
yes.
involving San Diego Comic-Con targeting the Salt Lake City, Utah Comic-Con.
Yes, and this article actually says that apparently San Diego has filed lawsuits against several other conventions across the country, but all of those cases were put
right.
on hold pending the outcome of this, and you've actually got a different story that has different information, not necessarily facts, but more detail.
Yeah, so, well, you might have actually even mentioned it, but it just didn't click with me. What we were trying to figure out was how come there was a $20,000 settlement in this case for so-called corrected advertising against the Salt Lake Comic-Con.
Right. It that's turns out that all was the that jury. Was mentioned in this was there was a decision of $20,000 in corrective advertising.
But then there was also this $4 million.
And then a $4 million attorney fee and court costs.
Right. So what happened was the jury was the group that came back with the $20,000 fee.
So the jury was somewhat more reasonable
yes.
of, hey, guys, just like change your advertising.
And then the judge hit them with the $4 million in attorney's fees and costs. Now,
Judge Anthony Battaglia.
Yeah. Now, I imagine, you know, Salt Lake City's probably no slouch. It must be a decently sized event for them to have spent their time going after. It's probably still a fraction of the attendance of San Diego. If you were to pull it up, sometimes like Wikipedia will have attendance numbers on,
yeah,
on events.
Yeah, I'm pulling that up.
So just out of curiosity. So, but either way, how much money have they made over however many years? I mean, $4 million is going to sink pretty much anybody, right? Like, I mean, can you really make that much money doing a comic convention?
So the Fan X, which is what Salt Lake Comic Con is now being known as, Fan X Salt Lake, according to the Wiki article, they're not showing numbers for the last 2 years, but they show 127,000.
That's a lot. Okay.
In 2015.
All right.
By comparison.
So, yeah, that's millions of dollars there if you're charging.
San Diego had 167,000 in attendance same year.
So Salt Lake actually beat them out by 10,000.
No.
Wait. What year was the San Diego?
127 is 40,000 less than 167.
However, if the tickets are, let's say, $50 a pop, you're talking about $6.3 million in revenue. Okay, so they might have $4 million sitting around, but it's a huge hit to any organization.
Well, just because you've got $6.5 million in revenue doesn't mean that you have even a million in profit.
True. It might be under a million.
Because you've got to rent the facilities. You've got to pay for security.
Oh, yeah. All that
you've
stuff.
You've got
pay
all
for the
kinds
speakers.
Of catering.
Right.
You've got to pay for speakers. Yep. You've got to pay lodging for some of these speakers. Some of them you've got to pay travel costs.
Yeah, I don't know what they
you've got all kinds of licensing that you've got to have because you're bringing in, you know, like, say, Marvel and this and that.
So as we predicted, they did go after Salt Lake as a test case. They will likely continue to pursue these other cases that they apparently have already filed against other Comic-Cons. And San Diego, the plaintiff pushed for a new trial because it was unhappy with the jury's finding of non-willfulness and wanted Salt Lake to disgorge profits. Disgorge profits. It sounds like they want them to cough it up, right? Like to stick their hand down their throat and forcibly puke up some profits.
Right, and see, that non-willful, that's where the hyphen comes into play.
Ah, okay.
So even though, you know, the court ruled against Salt Lake, it was you didn't willfully infringe because you didn't use the hyphen, which San Diego has trademarked.
Yeah.
You weren't intentionally, you know, so you didn't create a new cola and say, we're going to call our cola Coca-Cola because it's chocolate flavored, but we're not using a hyphen because we know that the Coke company has the hyphen in their name.
The judge concluded this is an exceptional case compared to, this is from, by the way, Hollywood Reporter, concluded this is an exceptional case compared to run-of-the-mill trademark cases and slams the defendants for making, quote, repeated, re-argued, and recycled arguments, unquote, from having license to pushing a contention that Comic-Con had become generic, to framing the case both inside and outside the courtroom as San Diego's fraud on the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
I would agree with Salt Lake here because I forget what year San Diego filed for a trademark on Comic-Con, but it was not when they first started. It was well after there were other places.
If they filed it first, then they've got the claim.
Just because you file a claim doesn't mean it's a legitimate claim. I'm saying that the Trademark and Patent Office should not have granted the trademark.
Well, they did, and now here we are.
Based on their own rules, if something has become generic in use, there cannot be a trademark that is actually filed and protected.
That argument didn't hold up in court. The judge wrote, quote, ultimately resembling a broken record, DFP, the defendants, has repeatedly restated and rehashed several contentions that they were unable to advance successfully prior to trial. This type of cyclical motion practice is, talk about legal terms there, cyclical motion practice is objectively unreasonable and has justified attorney's fees under the Lanham Act. Bam! $4 million in attorney's fees.
Talking about generic, the Comic-Con being a generic term, I'm looking at Wikipedia and a list of all the Comic-Cons across the world.
Yeah.
And out of the 40 that are listed here in the U.S., 90% of them are something Comic-Con.
Yeah. This is a
but
huge...
But I mean even in other countries, Comic-Con Russia.
Yep. There are two in Toronto.
Comic-Con. I mean, everyone uses this. It's not just our country. Yeah. It's, I mean, Wow, I mean,
these people are awful.
This judge is awful.
The judge is awful, and San Diego Comic-Con is awful as well.
Yes.
Using this tool, the power of government to defeat its competition.
I hope that, I don't know anything about the comic book fans, and, you know, I'm sure they have very wide-ranging opinions on this matter, but I would hope that enough people boycott San Diego Comic-Con and refuse, because there's probably one in San Francisco. There's probably one, you know, you probably don't have to go that far.
What's going to wind up hurting San Diego?
Vegas?
No. Is not a fan boycott. If the content creators boycott.
Oh, yeah. If they can't get Stan Lee or whoever to show up.
If you don't have the big draws coming
convention, you don't have a convention.
You're not getting 100,000 people or more.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
If you wind up having the WWE, which, even though they're not comics, they go to San Diego, you get them to not show up. You get the movie theaters to stop showing up. You get HBO to stop showing trailers for all of their new shows. You get those people to stop going.
It's over. It's over.
Done.
But you also got to get the merchants and the, I mean,
the merchants will go away if nobody shows up. I mean,
if Stan Lee's not going to show up, then it's over.
Well, I mean, the word's going to get around, right? Like, if there were a boycott, and that's the thing, San Diego's banking on their popularity, right? Like, we're the number one, we're the king of the hill, we own Comic-Con. I mean, this is like, it's something out of a comic book, with like a comic book villain ruling over San Diego Comic-Con, attacking every other Comic-Con across the entire planet. I mean, this is so insane. And so they believe they're so big, too big to fail, that they can just go ahead and destroy the Comic-Con industry, actually attacking their competition, because that's what the government court system is. You're attacking somebody with a criminal enterprise known as the government, and attacking their competition, and they're hoping that they don't get damaged over it. They're hoping that there's not a boycott. They're figuring they're so big, nobody would turn them down. Oh, everybody wants to be at San Diego Comic-Con. If you're not here, you're a nobody. That kind of thing. So
we'll see if it sticks.
If you're a comic fan.
Yeah, this is a call to action, guys.
Right. If you're a comic fan, I want to hear how you weigh in on this. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you still going to go to San Diego if you have gone previously and you had been planning to go before, again? Will you continue? If you have tickets, will you go, or will you, sell those tickets, or will you, contact them and demand a refund? How are you going to handle this? If you are a fan, if you had been there before and you were planning on going again, if you're planning on going for the first time, are you going to cancel your plans? Are you going to go to a different Comic-Con? Because there's certainly, or a different other convention that's not Comic-Con but is all about comics. Yeah. If you're going to go somewhere else, I want to hear all about what, you think of this. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Plus, Venezuela. Is there a Venezuela Comic-Con? It's Free Talk Live.
We can make one.
No.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.